Proclamation number 685, dated the November 26, 1938. Wolf and Sheep's Clothing. Forerunner of the Lord before his return. The adversary has an easy time when he moves about in disguise like a wolf in sheep's clothing, fascinating the people with his looks and words. He will use every opportunity to cause damage to humanity. Anyone who falls victim to the claws of the wolf will be mercilessly torn to shreds after he has gained power over the soul. Therefore, let me tell you, you will recognize him who walks across the earth with the fiery sword of his tongue. No one will doubt his word, as it will be divine and an emanation of God's deepest love. But do not search for him in splendor and magnificence. His name is humble, unknown. Although he calls himself John, his mortal body does not present the appearance that graces him spiritually. He walks amongst you and teaches by word and deed, and will be a forerunner of the Lord before his return to earth. Thus his word will testify to the love of God wherever he is, and he will awaken in the hearts of humanity a deep longing for truth and light. Do not believe the voices of the present time which intend to mislead you, which intend to dull your senses for the good and noble. Leave them be and only hold on to what the Lord sends to you from above. Because the inclination of the adversary turns towards the world and not away from it towards the eternal deity. Whoever listens to John's words will hear the Lord's words directly in his spirit, will proclaim the true salvation. And whoever hears him is completely convinced by his words. He comes in the light of truth. Nothing worldly will adhere to him. The country that shelters him, however, is blessed by his presence. When he appears, the hour of judgment is not far. He will accept all suffering with patience and only hear the voice of the Lord. Remember these words when he is apprehended to seal his fate on earth. However, you humans will never be able to prevent God's advocate from carrying out what he has taken upon himself for the sake of humanity. You will never be powerful enough to fight against him without punishment. Yet his eyes will rest upon you, who want to hurt him, with gentleness, for his love and patience include all those whose hearts oppose him. And he will win many for himself because the strength of his words and his love are great. And the world will suffer a loss. The souls will be divided into those who recognize him as their savior from deepest distress and those whose only share is the world. And their end will be the death of their body and soul. And thus you are given light to see the deeds of those who ask to descend, who shy away from all light from above and strive to extinguish it so that the adversary can seize the souls during darkness. Those of you who ask for light shall receive light. The Lord will not let you suffer in darkness, and he will protect you from snatching wolves who sneak amongst his flock in disguise and strive to cause confusion. Read his word and notice the first signs of the confusion. And whoever has ears to hear shall listen. Not the world will bring you peace, but only he, whose kingdom is not of this world. And his peace will be an eternal peace, and nothing in the world can destroy it, and yet it will also extend across the world, across those people who hear the word of God from the mouth of a pure disciple of Jesus, whose love wants to help people and who proclaims to them God's eternal love. He will bring peace to all people of good will. Amen.